I'm Scott Lapizera. I'm from Warwick, Rhode Island. And right now I just got out of work at Davis Marketplace. I'm 18. This is going to be the first year I'll be participating in the election, so I'm kind of excited about that. And I'm leaning more towards Bernie Sanders because at this point he seems like he's the person more for the people. Despite his old age, he just seems more competent than Donald Trump and Hillary combined.
I'm Diane York, Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm on lunch right now, shopping. I would vote for Donald Trump because I'm sick of all the other politicians. They're not straightforward. He's just really honest, I guess, I think. And everybody's sick of the politicians and the lies and the political correctness that they have to follow and stuff like that. I don't like the fact, though, that he doesn't have a plan for a lot of the things that he says he wants to do. So that's the only thing that I'm still a little leery about.
My name is Nicole Langless. I've been living in Rhode Island all my life, and I'm currently from West Greenwich. Don't have high hopes for the presidential election. I feel like it's very torn, and it's more about slandering people right now than it is about actually getting to the facts. I'm very undecided who I'm going to vote for at the moment. I have been watching a lot of the debates, but almost every debate that happens, I feel like my opinion gets swayed. So I'm not leaning towards Democrat, I'm not leaning towards Republican. I'm very undecided at this point. I'm a full-time worker, definitely in the middle class, and honestly, taxes are killing me. But I have the same struggles as a lot of people my age group do. I'm 25, so it's tough, and I just wish that I was a little bit more sure about what's going on this year. I am a registered voter. I have been, you know, voting in every single election, and I really hope that it becomes clear as time goes on.